Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Oh, it's afternoon. It is so afternoon. I guess I've been up so long, I just cannot believe it's already 1 o'clock Central Standard Time, because I've been looking forward to this interview with the amazing John Erin. And let me tell you, I heard about this movie last year, and I can't remember how I heard about it, but it was early last year, and I'd already been just super, super, super huge fan of the song I Can Only Imagine by Mercy B. We sing that song at Hope, and we've been singing that song, I want to say, like 8 years at least, a minimal of 8 years that I can remember. So I'm super excited to have this. This is nothing but a God wink. If you haven't read that book, please do, and you'll know what I'm saying. So I am looking through all these amazing numbers, trying to figure out which one is John's number. And I think this is it.
I'm here.
Is this John?
Is that me?
Hey,
yeah,
how are you?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm doing great. What a great weekend. And I think we've waited for this for 2 years as we've been working on this project to unveil I Can Only Imagine, and it's just a special story and a special film, and I'm with you. I love this song, and this song was like an anchor of hope for me in a difficult time in my life, and as we were losing a extended family member, I probably listened to Imagine, hundreds of times, and would just, close my eyes and dream about, a world without pain and suffering, and I think it was therapeutic, and I think it was that same sort of experience that so many millions of people had that drove it to become the best-selling, most-played Christian song of all time. And yet, who knew that there was this incredible story behind the song? So we've been working on it for 2 years, and finally, tonight, people are going to get to see it in theaters all over America.
Oh, my goodness. And what I want to do, because I'm telling you, if you have not heard the song, please, as soon as we finish this interview, you finish listening to this interview. And, John, I can tell you the phone lines are lit up. People are listening. My team and I, we did a great job of promoting this, as we do with all our guests.
Thank you.
It was just something so special about this particular movie for me personally, because like I said, at our church we have been singing this song by Mercy Me for years, and it's not every time, and I go to a Presbyterian church, and it's not one of those churches where people stand up when it gets good to you, but I'm one of those people who stand up when it gets good to me, and I've always been standing on when they sing I Can Only Imagine, because that song, if you just listen to the words, it alone ministers. But when you sing it, that becomes a worship, and that just puts you in a place of peace,
yeah,
and acceptance from God and love in a way that very few songs do that for me. So I can only imagine this movie. So look at me, no pun intended. But I want to tell
you. That's an imagine pun. That's great.
It just gets all ingrained in your DNA. So, people, John is very modest. I've been doing a lot of research on you, and I know that you are about the work that you do and letting your work speak for you. But I want people to know that he and his brother, a team of brothers, have been producing and directing and creating this amazing art form in film that you guys have seen him their work and other things. But we really want to talk about I Can Only Imagine, because as you can imagine, again, John is doing a lot of interviews. So can you just share what I Can Only Imagine is really about at its core?
Yeah, and you're right. We have it's you get to this point in the day and you can barely talk, but it's great. I love talk. I mean, it's an honor, and I've never ever been a part of anything that has this sort of momentum and just this sort of love. You know, people just love this song, and I'm one of those people. You know, it was interesting. I was talking to Bart. I said, "What is the phenomenon of I Can Only Imagine? Why would an independent Christian band?" You know, in Texas, be able to write what would become the best-selling, most-played Christian song of all time. Like, what is the phenomena here? And he said, you know, it's just a rush of hope. That's what it is. That's what people feel. And I think that's so we wanted to make that same feeling, you know, with the movie, that we want you to feel that way. And I remember vividly when I was talking to Bart just about the story behind the song, understanding if there was a movie there, because we're storytellers, and that's our passion. And he just said, you know, I know God is real because of the change I saw in my dad. He said, I watched a monster transform into my best friend and the man I wanted to become. And there's no other explanation for it than God's work in his life. And it was the reconciliation of a broken relationship between a father and son that inspired this song. So we all know Imagine as a song about heaven. But what we don't understand is that it's a son singing for his father because their relationship was completely restored. And that's just a cool, cool story and a great theme. And to see Dennis Quaid in this movie portray that transformation, when he signed on, his first movie was in 1976. Oddly enough, he was an extra and Cloris Leachman was the star. It was the first time they'd been back together since then. And he's played in many, many, many films, iconic films. But he said, I've never played transformation on film like this before. I've never played a character that is so fundamentally changed. And that's the theme. That's what we care about, you know, is the idea that, you know, you don't have to be the sum of your mistakes. There's always hope and you can always change. And God can restore and redeem anything that's broken. And so we just fell in love with that theme and that story and wanted to, for all the people that love this song, I think when you understand the story behind the song, it's going to take on a whole new meaning.
It has definitely taken on a whole entire meaning for me, and I did get a chance to see the movie last night. Thank you so much to your amazing PR team. But you already mentioned some of the stars in the film. I just want to go ahead and shout them out to our listening audience and those who will listen to this in archive. He mentioned Dennis Quaid. He is so phenomenal in this role. Cloris Leachman as well.
Yeah, unbelievable.
And then Trace Atkins, Priscilla Shower. We saw her in The Prayer Room. She was, I mean, her first movie, and she totally blew it out the water. I'm definitely a fan of her.
She's so great.
Madeline Carroll.
She's so great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's a great, you know, it's an incredible
phenomenal cast.
I mean, I think this film is all about the performances and the story, and it was just about Andy and I just putting the camera on. They're all so great, and it started on finding J. Michael. You know, who's going to play Bart? We were adamant that whoever played Bart needed to sing, and Bart has this incredible voice, and so I was up in New York. We had looked at, oh gosh, nearly 1,000 people all over the nation. And couldn't find anybody, and I was up in New York and I went to see Les Mis because I love that play, and I was working up there, and J. Michael was the understudy to Jean Valjean, but the main actor could only do about 3 performances a week, so J. Michael took about 65 performances in that run as Valjean, and just to hear him sing these iconic songs was unbelievable. Best voice I've ever heard. And Andy and I worked in the music business for many years. And yet he had just submitted an online audition to the movie. His dad is a pastor in Missouri. So he's a preacher's kid. And he saw Mercy Me play 3 times in youth camp in junior high and high school. So talk about one in a million needle in a haystack. And so it was just about, and yet he has the best film instincts of any actor I've ever worked with. Normally a stage actor, you kind of have to tame down on film, but he just is amazing. And so an amazing person. And so, in fact, he proposed to his girlfriend on the set of the movie, and they were married a couple months ago. And so just a special kid.
Oh, wow.
And then it was just about surrounding him with an ensemble group of talent, and that just began with Dennis Quaid. And what an amazing guy. What an incredible actor. And what a unique performance in his body of work. I mean, he just crushes it. And I'm so proud of his work in the film, and the performance that he gives in this film is just spectacular. So, and then you know, like you say, Priscilla and Cloris Leachman and Trace Atkins and Madeline. I mean, just an incredible group of people and an incredible performance.
Okay, because you just come off. I think your movie before this one was Mom's Night Out or Day, something like that, and it was hilariously funny. I did go see that movie.
Thank you.
And so, what was it? These movies are kind of different. Great storylines that still, you know, give you inspiration and inspire you to want to be your best self. So, what was it about this particular story that you felt like had to be told?
Well,
so
you know, the
stories before, and everybody does a great job,
yeah.
But what was it about this story for you personally?
Yeah, you know, I think the stories that Andy and I have fallen in love with telling, and I think true stories are even more powerful, are stories mm-hmm. that are entertaining. You know, that's why I go to the movies, is to be entertained, and are emotionally relatable no matter what you believe, you know, but that showcase the transformational power of the gospel, that this is the showcase truth, that showcase our values and lift audiences up, you know, and that's the stories that we like to focus on. And I think to me, it's just a really good sign when we hear a story and fall in love with it and can't stop thinking about it. It's kind of that simple for us, you know, and this was a story that, I mean, I love the song. I love the story even more, and I couldn't stop thinking about bringing it to the screen. And so that's a pretty good sign that we should make it into a movie.
Wow. And it's almost hard to see something so brilliant as this film is and not be able to really, really talk about it. But I've been in this seat before, and I know how that works. So without giving anything away, I just want people, if you have heard the song I Can Only Imagine by Mercy Me, and it has put you in a place of reverence and forgiveness and wanting to really imagine, what would you do, what will you do when you see Christ? Will you dance for him? Will you be awe? Will you just stand still or to your knees? Will you fall? Which are some words from that song. So when you see this movie, and like he said, and then you know the background to how this song came to us, you are going to fall in love all over again with that song. I'm telling you, just trust me on this. So I know John doesn't have a whole lot of time, and I know there are a lot of calls, but do you mind if we take one call at least? Because we got a ton of people
that are
listening. And I do want to honor, you know, what we, you know, our 15 minutes with you, because I definitely want more and more interviews with you and perhaps have you on my TV show, too, that airs all across the U.S.
Sure.
As well. So I'm just going to go and pick a caller. I don't know who this caller is, but we're just going to go. And since I am headquartered in Memphis, it will definitely be a Memphis number. So we're going to go to 901-487. I know you may just be listening, but if you have a comment or question, you are on live with Loretta McNary and John Irwin. Hi, caller.
Hello, Mr. Irwin. Hi, how are you?
How are you? Yeah,
great.
Thanks for calling.
I'm excited to see the movie. I actually haven't, but I'm excited to experience it. And just to get the wow factor that Loretta is truly making it out to be, I'm truly excited to be able to try to watch this movie.
I know. She's making me want to see it again. This is, and I've seen it probably 1,000 times, so... No, it's I think it's just, it's that, you know, this story is just that good. I mean, it's you will laugh, you will cry, I think you hopefully you'll cheer. I mean, it's just it's the coolest emotional experience in a theater of anything we've ever been involved with, and it's just a powerful story of redemption and forgiveness, and I think we need it now, maybe now more than ever. So I can't wait for you to see it in the film. And, you know, I can't believe it's out tonight. You know, there's advanced showings all over the country tonight at 7 o'clock. And we were actually the number one ticket in America on Fandango this morning and yesterday morning.
Lord,
we're two right now.
Only behind.
We're only on MovieTickets.com and Fandango. We're only behind Black Panther, which, by the way, was another amazing movie. And so it's just pretty incredible to see the momentum. And you know, when we all champion something together, it creates this thing called FOMO, F-O-M-O, and that means the fear of missing out. And we can, if we can make a lot of noise, we can get a lot of people that need to be in the theater, just through curiosity. So, so thank you for your interest.
Can
I can't wait for you to see the film. Yeah, sure.
Can you take one more? Okay. Thank you so much, caller. I appreciate your comment. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. And it is a 205 area code. So we're coming to you. If you want to come in or you just listen, just let me know. 205-249. Hi, caller. Welcome in to Loretta McNary Live with John Irwin. Hi. Are you listening or you want to make a comment? Okay, they probably are just listening. Let's go one more. It's a 314 area code. This is our last call before he has to go, so I hope that you are available to answer.
You know what? My dad was in radio for many years, and for 14 years he was in radio. I sat behind a mixer, and so I understand callers not answering very well from like a very early
They're
age.
They're just sitting there.
Anyway.
Hi, 314-852. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey,
comment,
sis, how
are you just listening?
Hello, sis. Can
Hi.
We got you.
Yes.
All right. Hey, sis, it's your brother.
Hey, Charles, how are you?
It's Charles. Yeah, hey, look, all right. Now, you know I've been listening. Man, I'm really excited, too, about it. You know, even just listening, hearing y'all talk about it, you know, that's awesome. I was like, man, you know, this is awesome. Like I said, you know, if we can get more people to kind of support it and go out, you know, and do that, you know, and spread the word, you know, to help a lot more, you know, and I appreciate it. And I'd like to say to you, and being, you know, the writer and whatever, everything that you use with the movie, I appreciate you for even bringing that to us, you know, and giving us something of
course,
you know, because we need things like that, you know. Things like that help enhance us and help educate us and give us knowledge, you know, and all those things are some things that people think they know and don't realize. We don't even know as much as we think we know, and there's so much we need to learn. But I just want to say.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
All right, Charles. Well, he has to go. I know because my brother gets
you
so excited when
pump
you talk
me
about
up, man.
Work,
this is,
that he will
this
be
is great.
So,
oh, yeah.
Thank you, John, if you want to have a comment on that. It does take us. You've done the work for us. Now it's up to us to keep championing for this kind of movie so that we can see more of them. So what do you say to us? How can we help
thank
to make
so
this the next $1 billion film?
I appreciate it. Man, you go see the film, and I hope you enjoy it. And, you know, I hope that, you know, that it does to you what it's done to us, which is it's changed all of our lives and in a profound way. And when you go see it, it creates that fear of missing out that, you know, that we talk about. And so I hope you enjoy it, and I hope it moves you, and I hope you have a great time at the theaters. Go see it tonight. And God bless you. Thanks for the interview. And until next time, I'll see you guys at the movies.
We appreciate you, John, and your brother so much and the entire cast for bringing us something that is truly a God wink in our lives, and we'll never, ever forget this. So we look forward to seeing more films from you and your team, and we will definitely be out to support you and hopefully get this as close to $1 billion, if not over $1 billion in sales. And more importantly, get souls saved and God glorified through this message of redemption, love, and forgiveness. So, John, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you
we appreciate
so much.
You.
All right. God bless you. Thank
all
you.
All right,
much.
Everybody. Bye-bye. Thank you all for listening. You don't have to hang up because what I want to do is transition and just tell you a little about the movie. So I'm trying to stress this time out for those who are just tuning in. You just heard from one of the co-writers, directors, cinematographers, John Irwin. And so the movie, let me tell you about the movie. It's about the song that brings ultimate hope to so many, often in the midst of life's most challenging moments. Amazingly, the song was written in mere minutes by Mercy Me lead singer Bart Miller. That's what the movie is about, Bart's life and how he came to write the song. So I definitely encourage you to see this movie again and again. Take people with you. If we want more faith-based spins, then we definitely have to support those that are out. So, again, a little bit more about the movie. Although Bart found faith at a young age, life wasn't easy for him. He leaned into an active imagination and his love of music as an escape from a troubled home life. As he grew older, Bart turned to football in hopes of somehow connecting with his abusive father, but a career-ending injury combined with a vision of a teacher who saw unlimited potential, played by Priscilla Schauer, set Bart on a musical pathway. So chasing a dream while running from a broken relationship with his father and Shannon, his childhood sweetheart, Bart hit the road in an old, decrepit tour bus with his new band called Mercy Me, named for his grandmother, who's played by Cloris Leachman. Her favorite expression was, "Mercy Me." So with the guidance of a grizzled music industry insider, the band begins a journey none of them could ever have imagined. So directed by Irwin Brothers, they also directed October Baby, Mom's Night Out, and Woodland, I Can Only Imagine, stars J. Michael Finley. I told you, you know, Cloris Leachman, Trace Atkins, Madeline Carroll, and Dennis Quaid. A gripping reminder of the power of forgiveness, I Can Only Imagine, beautifully illustrates that no one is ever too far from God's love or from an eternal home in heaven. So make sure you go see this movie, you talk about this movie on social media, you go buy tickets for other people to see this movie, you get your church to go, because if we want to have more movies like this, which creates the opportunities for new filmmakers and actors and actresses, it also points everybody to God and offers them their own story of redemption, to have a story of redemption within their lives. So let's make sure we support these films that we love and we know pleases God. And that's all I wanted to say. So officially, you can now go back to what you were doing, because I'm so glad that you spent this time with us. And I love you guys, and I could not do any of this without each of you. So in closing, as always, say it with me. Think positive. Dream big dreams. Help someone along the way, and I'll see you very soon. Goodbye, everybody.
Amen. All right.